how can you hate me when I put my hand on my chest and say, God bless America, even though I'm seen less than a man? See, I've done all I can to be seen, but I feel so invisible. I want to scream. I try to get along and show you I belong, but you said in so many words that white is right and black is wrong. See, we were told to just play ball, entertain, amuse, perform on cue, tell jokes, sing songs, tap dance around the truth. If I act ignorant, then will I be light? Or must I continue to fight for my rights? Rights written in ink, hidden in practice. Some laughed at us when we were out of their sight. Let's open the chest of history and shed some light. Because just when I thought I knew them all, I recently learned I wasn't close at all. See, we were told that progress wore one face, one story, one lineage, one race. And in school, I was told about slavery and freedom. And freedom came because Dr. King done it. But slavery ended in the 1800s. Tell me, show me about all the beautiful things we've done and answer, why do I keep getting shunned? How can you want people like me out of your sight when Garrett Morgan created the signal light? Louis Latimer may not have flown the kite or discovered electricity, but he improved the light bulb. George Cromwell, he helped us grow up. See, he created potato chips. Madam C.J. Walker created a cosmic empire and products for our hair, our face, and our lips. And when we take a sip of tropical fantasy, we have to thank Nick Hollis, not Kool-Aid, not High C, not the cheap liquor created in a chemistry lab. See, that's another story. Let's get back to our glory. See, our greatness can silence the haters. Frederick McKinley Jones created the refrigerator. See, he kept us cool long before society kept its cool with us. And it was cool to see Claudette Colvin at 15 become the first black who refused to give up her seat and go to the back of the bus. Don't lie to us. Even more voices echoed through the halls. Even more voices silence criticism. In 1919, Alice H. Parker invented the natural gas central heating system. Shirley Chisholm and Barbara Jordan both shattered race and gender barriers. History remembers them in Congress as fearless truth carriers. And as time got scarier, Jesse Jackson made a push for president. And when Obama made it happen, they tried to say he wasn't a resident. I know it sounds ludicrous or to some insane. And to reinforce this lie, they constantly said his middle name, Hussein. Hussein, who sang your song? Me, because even if I hum, we shall overcome. Someday they will take me away and say I'm crazy, but we all have a Jones for Coco Gauff because she proved doubt was a curtain the great ones could easily take off. But I remain strong because I know this country needed surgery, and it's obvious that the Lord had mercy, because when it did came, Dr. Charles Drew with steady hands, preserving the blood that still flows through these modern lands. Why do you fear me? For centuries, most of us have been about peace. Despite the continuous strikes, we turned the other cheek. They let loose the dogs, but couldn't leash our hope. They turned the water hose on our bodies, but it didn't drown our vote. How can you fear me when we march without weapons? We just had a song, and in my Rodney King voice saying, can't we all just get along? Why do you fear me? What did you see? What did you hear? Was it Birth of a Nation, a film created to plant a seed of fear? Why don't you see me? See, I love this country too, but I feel invisible because it appears to be an agenda to hide all the good we do. rip the seal so I can tell my child, or so a sister can tell her friend, child, let me tell you about the figures that were hidden in the NASA files. See, we were red tails before they gave us our wings, fighting two wars at once, racism and regimes. We carried pride in waters when they said we couldn't swim, making waves in lanes where hope once felt dim, because excellence floats. It never sinks under pressure. Legends aren't measured by pools, but deepness and endurance together. See, we were the great debaters armed with the amazing intellect, turning words into weapon, but feeling Rodney Dangerfield-ish, still no respect. Do you remember the Titans? They were more than games and scores. See, they created unity where division once roared. From chains to champions, from silence to sounds, removing the shackles and taking back the crown. See, if you say you never see race, you're lying to yourself, even just a little. You can see race and still want to taste the rainbow like Skittles, or be fresh like willow, or cool like a pillow on the other side. See, we can love our neighbor and still have black pride. Boy, go outside and see the dopest, the illest, the most lit things that have ever been done. See, we influence music and art and dance and sports and fashion. Why do you hate me? Why do you fear me? Why don't you see me?